Our scripture reading this morning will be James chapter 1, verses 19 through 25. So if you're willing and able, please stand for the reading of God's word. This you know, my beloved brethren, but let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not achieve the righteousness of God. Therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness, in humility receive the word implanted, which is able to save your souls. But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. You may be seated. Please pray with me. Oh Lord God, we love you. We thank you for these instructions. And we just pray that you would help us, Lord, to receive them, to live them. Lord, we thank you for this time to gather, this time to open your word. And I just pray that you would protect everyone from my sin and my error. Lord, that your truth would go forth. That you would accomplish all that you want to this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as parents, you know, we have so many good things that we strive to teach our children throughout their childhood. And good and important things. You know, we want to teach them to be responsible, to be patient. We want to teach them self-control, forgiveness, love, gentleness. Really, the list just goes on and on. But one of those lessons that God puts a great deal of emphasis on is obedience. Obedience. God wants all of us from a young age to learn obedience. A firm foundation for children all starts with learning obedience to their parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now, not only must we learn obedience to our parents because it's right and because it's God's plan for our childhood, but also because it really lays the foundation. It lays the groundwork. It prepares us for a lifetime of obedience to the Lord. Obedience is so important. it's not the same as humility, but humility is part of obedience. If you're not humble, and you're not submissive, neither will you be obedient, at least not from the heart. And obedience from the heart is the goal. God is not teaching us, nor is he pleased with merely our outward obedience of just going through the right motions, all the while the condition of our heart is evil and hard and rebellious. But rather, God wants our heart to be right, and then us to live and walk with right actions that flow from our heart. And obviously, I mean, no doubt, we need the Lord's help in all of this. This is nothing we can do on our own. But in many ways, this describes the change that Christ makes in our life. He changes our heart, and then our actions and our obedience change
as a result.
So this morning, obedience is the issue. Obedience. And the question is, will you do what God says? Will you do what God says? In Leviticus, I read a little bit earlier, and I've been reading through there and seeing how God is giving instructions to the Israelites, and he's saying, do this, and maybe you noticed this in the few verses I read, but he'll say, do this, don't do this, and then every few verses it will end with, I am the Lord, or I am the Lord your God. And then it just continues on with more instructions. And what a great reminder that is for us. You know, again, if the Israelites need reminded of this, we need reminded of this. This is not just some long, meaningless list of do's and don'ts. These are God's instructions for you. So as you read the word, be mindful. Who said to do this? God did. Who said not to do this? God did. You know, at home, when I'm reading to my family, I try not to just say what book of the Bible I'm reading out of, but I try to say, for instance, we're going to read in the book of James in God's Word, the Bible. Constantly striving to make that connection. You know, when I open God's Word and read, I want everyone, including myself, to be reminded of the significance of these words. This is not an idle word for you. This is not the words of mere men. This is God speaking to us. It should give us pause. It should give us trepidation. We should have great reverence for the Lord and what He has said. So God has spoken. God has spoken. Will you do what He says? Will you do what He says? Will you obey? To review just a little, this passage here continues being all about God's Word. God brought us forth by the Word, verse 18. Then last week we are to receive the Word. And we saw that we are to receive it with humility. We are to be quick to hear, intentional in listening to the Word. We're to be slow to speak. We are not to be quick to become teachers of the word and slow to anger. We're not to be quick to take an offense and to be angered by the word. But rather, we are to cast off the sin in our life and receive the word. And so, we receive the word, but for what purpose? For what purpose? Why do we receive the word? That we might intellectually agree with it? Are we just to listen to the word and then think about it? Is that it? The rest of this passage makes it crystal clear that we are to do the word. Do the word. Live it out. We are to be obedient to the word. This is really a theme throughout James. If Christ is in your heart, it will show by what you do. If you have faith, your works will show it. When Christ saves us, He changes us. Listen, if your life looks the same now as it did before you came to Christ, you don't have Christ. You don't have Christ. Being a doer of the word is a mark of a true believer. Being a doer of the word. John 14:15 says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. A few more verses in that same chapter, John 14:23 and 24. Listen to these. This is so clear. Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. And then again, listen to this next verse. He who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. It doesn't get any more clear than that. If you love Jesus, it will show in your obedience to the word. And likewise, if you don't love Jesus, that will show in your disobedience to the word. So may God help us not to be content with merely hearing the word, but that we would be doers of the word. We would live it out. In our section this morning, in verses 22 to 25, here we are encouraged to live our lives in obedience to the word of God. That really sums up the passage. Live your life in obedience to the word of God. Be doers of the word. Be doers of the word. And here James makes some distinctions between really the true believer and the religious man, if you will. So verse 22 says, but prove yourselves doers of the word and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Prove yourselves doers of the word. It's as if James, you know, he just gets done in verse 21 saying, receive the word, and now he's saying, but don't stop there. Don't stop there. Don't just hear the word, but do it. Obey. Live it out. He doesn't just say, do it. It's interesting, the wording here, but prove yourself a doer. Be a doer. Be a doer. It isn't just a matter of what we do, but who we are. We are doers of the word. It's like our new lifestyle, who we are now in Christ. So be who you are. Live consistent with who you are. Don't just listen to the word only, but be doers of the word as well. And then now here the distinctions start to come. It says, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. Well, he makes two points here. Really, the first one, don't let hearing be all the further you get. If you hear the word of God, that's great. We need to hear the word of God. But don't only hear it and then not do it, not obey it, not live it out. And the second point we see here is that those who are merely hearers but don't obey it, they are deluding themselves, okay, or deceiving themselves. Well, how are they deceiving themselves? These are like religious people who are going to church on Sunday, hearing the word preached, And then they go home and live like an unbeliever all week. But they're telling themselves that they have genuine faith. I'm good. I'm in good shape. They're deceiving themselves. They are religious, but they're not a true believer. Don't be like that. James is saying here, that's not who you are. Don't act like that. You're a follower of Christ, so live it out. Follow him. Now in verse 23, James begins to give us this analogy and explains this deception, as well as showing us distinctions between a true believer and a religious man, and how, and really the difference in how each relate to the Word of God. So verse 23 and 24, for if anyone is a hearer of the Word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror, for once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. So the picture we get here is like of a religious man who is a hearer of the word, but not a doer. And it says that he's like a man who looks at himself in the mirror, but as soon as he turns away from the mirror, he forgets what he saw. Now, I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands or for how much time you spent, but I would guess that almost everybody in here spent time this very morning looking in the mirror. I think everybody, maybe Jenica didn't this morning, but I bet everybody else in my house did. And just imagine, I mean, we can relate to looking in a mirror. But just imagine that when you'd looked at yourself in the mirror, what happens is you see some things that need some attention, right? Maybe you see that, man, I need to brush my teeth. I need to comb my hair. You know, I'm a mess. But whatever it was, whatever the mess was that you noticed when you looked in the mirror, now imagine that you got busy with other things. You got busy with other things and you looked away from that mirror, and as soon as you turned away from the mirror, you forgot all about the mess. And so you just went about your day, and the rest of the day you just forgot about what a mess you are. And you just went on with your day telling yourself, I look good. I look good. You know, that's the self-deception that's going on. It's like what a religious man is doing. That's the analogy. But what's it referring to? What's he really doing? The religious man is a man who is a hearer of the word, but not a doer. So he goes to church, he hears the word preached, thinks, that's an interesting sermon. And in the sermon, maybe some sin in his life is pointed out. But you know, he's really not looking or listening or seeking correction. But even then, he notices some things in his life that need to change. But you know, 30 minutes or an hour later, the sermon's over. He closes his Bible. And he's off and about the rest of his day. He just goes his way, forgetting about what a mess he is. And so he goes his way, probably feeling good about himself that he went to church that day. But there's no change, there's no obedience, there's no action. So you can see the religious man, he is deceiving himself. He hears the word, but there's no obedience to the word. No brokenness, no changed life. He's content that he was there. He showed up. But his life isn't changed. He calls himself a Christian, but he does not obey, does not keep his words. But then verse 25 shows us the difference. Here in 25, the encouragement. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer, this man shall be blessed in what he does. First, notice his attitude here. It says he looks intently at the word. His approach to the word is not satisfied that, yep, I got through these chapters. I read this much. I spent 10 minutes reading or an hour reading or whatever it was. He looks intently. And so he's not satisfied because he merely heard the word, but he eagerly desires to learn and grow from it. He wants to be changed. He wants to see what needs to be changed. He reads the word at home, asking God to show him his sins. Even the sins of his heart, genuinely seeking to turn from his sinful ways. He comes to corporate worship, he sits and he hears the preaching of the word. And again, he honestly desires for the Lord to work in him, transforming him more and more to be like Christ. Also notice here, the word of God is, it's here called the perfect law, the law of liberty. Certainly the word of God is perfect. I especially love the point here that it's called the law of liberty. You know, the world looks at Christians who are committed to the word of God and they think, oh, what a burden. What a burden. They got to try to follow all these rules and they can't do this and they got to do this. But they're so wrong. Let me tell you what a burden is. A burden is bondage to sin. That's a burden. And the word of God is the perfect law, the law of liberty. It sets us free from our bondage to sin. Guides us in the ways of God. What a blessing. The word is not a burden. The word is freedom. Then not only does he look intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, but he abides by it. He continues in it. It governs his life. It's not this mental exercise where he considers it and, oh, that's interesting, and he decides if he agrees with it. But he abides by it. It has authority in his life. And so he continues to look at God's word and apply it to his life. Again, it just reiterates the point that I was trying to make earlier, that this obedience is not a one-time thing. The true believer does not just obey the word once, but he is a doer of the word. It's what he does constantly, continually, over and over. This is his life. No, he doesn't do it perfectly. But it's a lifelong pursuit of holiness, growing in purity, growing in obedience to the Lord. You think of the mirror. He's constantly looking at the Word of God and asking God to show me my sin, that I might see my failures and my blemishes and cry out to you for help. He's not looking and then turning away from it, but continually looking, continually feeding on the Word of God, and then doing it. The true believer is not a forgetful hearer, but an effectual doer. God changes us. He changes us. He uses His word in our lives, all throughout our lives. And the true believer's life is one of increasing awareness of sin in our life and increasing obedience. He's a doer of the word. A doer of the word. And then we see the blessing at the end of the verse. Who is the blessed one? Is it the spiritual man who is a forgetful hearer? Certainly not. It's the doer of the word. The true believer who loves the Lord and obeys His word. He is blessed in what he does. He bears much fruit. What a blessing. What a blessing. In conclusion, brothers and sisters, what a blessing the Word of God is to us. A blessing to be brought forth by the Word, a blessing to humbly receive the Word, a blessing to be doers of the Word. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart." What we need to do is deliberately embrace the word. You see, God will use the word as a mirror, if you will, to show us what's wrong with us. And as uncomfortable as that can be at times, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. The tragedy is when we turn away from the word and the convictions without taking action. The lesson for us is to take action, take advantage of the opportunity as God shows us in His word. Listen and obey the word. Go beyond hearing. Prove yourselves doers of the word. That's the encouragement. All too often, you know, we can be satisfied with just hearing. We hear a good sermon or we read a great passage and we can be content at times with just hearing. Instead of asking ourselves, what am I going to do with this? What does God want me to do with this? It's when we look intently at the Word of God and abide by it, not being a forgetful hearer but an effectual doer, that we're blessed and bear fruit. And as our faith grows in the Lord, our obedience should grow as well. You know, this is really an ongoing battle throughout our life. You know, God is so gracious in not revealing all of our sin to us at once. And so, as we follow Him and we live for Him and we seek Him, and we're in His Word, and He reveals to us, not all at once, but He continually reveals to us the sin in our heart, our shortcomings, reveals to us all these things, and the encouragement here is that we would listen and take action, that we would repent when we need to repent, that we would obey, that we would stay when we need to stay and go when we need to go. God didn't give us His Word just so that we can know it. But that we can be doers of the Word. May God work in our hearts more and more that we might prove ourselves doers of the Word. Familiar verse, John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep, God's people, hear my voice, listen to God's word, and follow me, are doers of the word. This is who we are. May we live life living out who we are in Christ. To live a life of obedience to Christ. That is not a miserable life. That is a life of freedom. Freedom from our bondage to sin. What a blessing. What a blessing the Word of God is. I pray that God would help us to embrace His Word more and more. Embrace it not just in reading it more, feeding on it more, but in applying it more in our life. What a shame to have the richness of the Word of God and leave it there and not apply it into our lives. God's design is that it will change us, that we won't live the same way, that even next year, even in 20 years, we'll be changed even more. We'll be living differently than we are today. All by His grace, by the power of His Word and His Spirit working in us. What a blessing. What a blessing. So, brothers and sisters, the encouragement we have here this morning from James is that we not only hear His Word, but that we would be doers of His Word. Let's pray. Oh, Lord God, we thank You for these encouraging words. Lord, we pray that we would be mindful mindful, Lord, of too often how content we can be to just hear, but that we would apply your word in our life. Lord, that we would eagerly seek to be changed by you, to grow. Lord, not only to grow in our understanding, but to grow in obedience. Lord, that our lives would show that we're following you, that our lives would show that we're in your word. Lord, we pray that we would honor you with the life that we live, and that you would continue to bless us with showing us who we really are through your word. And Lord, that we would continue to repent, that we would continue to follow you, to be doers of your word. We need you in every way. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you for these words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.